Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The door and say no more. Oh, I can't do that. This is how do I do that? This is a talk program. I can't shut the door and I can't say no more. It's impossible for me to do this unless Jay Kirshner takes over and I just stay quiet.
Oh man. What? I feel like the universe would implode.
Really? Really? Because we're such talk titans. Gracie winner Jay Kirshner here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I've never won anything, but it's okay because I get to carry the Gracies around. I carry them. I'm her carrying guy, if you will. So we have that to be proud of. Lots of good things to... Actually, this is a good thing. Yesterday was a pretty momentous day on Capitol Hill for all of the broadcasters around the country. The House Energy and Commerce Committee held the first hearing on retaining AM and CAS and trucks, and it was called... I love these government things, Jay. Listen Here, Why Americans Value AM Radio. And so, while the car makers were there learning about the way the emergency broadcast system works, representatives from both parties, the Dems and the Republicans, blasting the car manufacturers and their decision to remove AM. Let's go get them. We go. Here's, by the way, the chairman. This was pretty good. Kathy McMorris Rogers, who is the person that presided over the hearing, the Energy and Commerce Chair, said that there was solid support for AM. And in her opening remarks, Jay, she said, quote, "My constituents in Washington rely on AM radio. It's how they hear the news, they listen to sports, and they receive important information, including the info that happens during and is necessary during emergencies. In many parts of my district," she goes on, "FM radio is spotty." Yeah, boo for FM radio.
FM depends on the weather?
That's right. It depends on how many hills there are between you and the transmitting site. No access to broadband, right? There's that thing called net neutrality, which has been bunged up and bumbled up. That's one of the things that Trump really didn't handle well. And Biden doesn't handle anything well, so it doesn't really... there's no fixing that problem with these guys. Anyway, so this lady goes on and says, "This is why it's concerning that vehicle manufacturers are taking steps to remove AM radios from new cars." And let's see here. Then, of course, you have lobbyists that get paid millions of dollars to represent the car companies. And the first clown to stand up was Scott Schmidt, who was arguing against the AM for every vehicle mandate. He said he represented himself as the VP for Safety Policy at the Alliance for Automotive Innovation. He claimed that alternative technologies like the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System can transmit safety messages, and that mandates could impede innovation. You know what? I couldn't find that if it was tattooed on my butt. So I don't know what he thinks everybody, I don't know how old this guy is, but, you know, that's what they, this is an ageism sort of thing. The young guys, the first clown who's been writing the editorials in the Boston Globe that have appeared elsewhere around the country, says, "We have plenty of alternatives." Okay, you use them if you want. I don't want to, I don't really know how to, and I'm not really that interested in taking the time to learn because I got other things to do with my time. Thank you very much. Okay, so now there's a rebuttal to what Mr. Schmidt said. Let's see here. Here's another congressman saying, quote, while people in some parts of the country have been able to take advantage of alternative options and vehicles for accessing AM through streaming, etc., many parts of the country still lack access to reliable broadband. You know what this really smells like to me? This is, Jay, the coasts, the West Coast and the East Coast versus the middle. It's another one of these flyover things. The arrogance of the people who are on either coast and the people in the middle who are getting screwed over by these guys, these people who are so arrogant, they're so uninformed, they're actually not very intelligent. Here's a guy, his name is Chapman, he's the president of the Wolf Boom Radio Group. That's an interesting...
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Wolf Boom! He testified on behalf of the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, emphasized the vital role of AM during emergencies. He shared a personal story of how his AM station provided critical information and help direct to people during a train derailment in Illinois about 10 years or so ago. Let's see here. The co-sponsor of the act is Ed Malarkey here in Massachusetts. I guess I'll give him his due, Ed Markey. He wasn't there, though. He expressed his support through social media. Let's see here. The message he wrote, from emergency response officials, the need is clear. AM radio is an essential emergency communication tool. We must pass AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act and protect this vital technology. And then the president of the NAB, a guy named Curtis Legate, he has been on the leadership front also, getting the industry out there. And let's see, what did he say? Quote, the NAB appreciates the leadership of House Energy Commerce Committee Chairman, blah, 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 blah. Okay, talking, just kissing all of the rings of the people who are in the Senate and the House, and then basically, well, all that was do the blah, blah, blah stuff. There's no factual stuff. But the bottom line is the impact on all of the population, on all of the country. You know, nobody really is talking much about minorities and what they don't have, where the Hispanic population is. And by the way, some of the things that have been available on the devices have only been in English. Anyway, I think I don't want to beat this. You get the idea. There's a lot of support for it. And so I'm guessing this committee is going to vote it out pretty quickly and send it to the House, and the House is going to vote on it. Here's what I'm going to compare it to. The debt reduction / let's keep the train on the track bill that was passed last week at the behest of the Democrats and the Republicans to take care of the debt limit. This is the same kind of thing that'll have the same, as a matter of fact, it may even have more support. The people who are against this look just out of touch. They look stupid. They sound ignorant because they apparently are as to what's really going on with the real values of real people in America. And so I think this is gross. This is the whole thing that it's gotten to this point is just a gross example of how out of touch big corporate America is with people who live here, there, and everywhere all over the country.
I would love to hear what conspiracy theorists think about this whole thing.
Why don't you put that question up there, please?
Ooh, if there's any conspiracy theorists
yeah,
out there, what do
right.
you think?
Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. There was a lot of hoopla about Ford was sort of the face of this. Don't you think? That's kind of where I was on this. The Ford Motor Company, FOMOCO.
That's where people started really paying attention. I feel like Tesla was already doing this. And it was just one of those things of like, I don't know. We didn't pay too much attention. It was like, oh, Tesla, look at this, blah, 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 blah. And then when Ford came out, it was like, oh, hold up.
Yeah. So there was a line in the CEO of Ford is Jim Farley. And this came up at the broadcast at the event yesterday. Broadcasters were talking about the issue that was put forth. One question was answered, but there were more concerns. The chairman of the committee said, you know, she talked about Ford for their models of the 2023-2024 year. The 2023s will have some software updates to them. The 24s will be just built the way they have been building them. This guy who represents the lobbyist that we were talking about said, let me give you Ford's perspective. This is what they told us. I think they mentioned this to the community, to the country as well. In their announcement a couple of weeks ago, the CEO announced that after speaking with policy leaders about the importance of AM broadcast radio as a part of the emergency alert system, Ford decided to include AM in all Ford and Lincoln vehicles for next year. For EVs that did not initially offer AM radio, they'll offer a software update. It's my understanding from discussing with these folks that Ford started removing AM radio by disabling the software while they worked on a longer lead time. So they had it in the cars. This is the arrogance that I'm talking about. They had it in the cars, and they took it out. They deleted the software that allows the AM band to be a part of whatever's on that dashboard. So that, there has been nobody else, no other car manufacturer has removed AM, and like they either didn't put it in, and before it went out of their way. You understand what I'm saying? They went out of their way to yank it out of the cars. So what does that say? I'm a Ford guy. I got Ford trucks all over my farm. And I don't buy new ones anyway, so I guess it doesn't make any difference. It'd be a long time before I got to a to a 2023. The newest, let's see, what's the newest one I have? The newest Ford that I have is maybe a 2002. I have 150, I have a couple of 150s, a couple of 250s, a couple of 350s, a 550, and they're all like 2002, 2003, so maybe I shouldn't be so worried about this, at least not now. It's 18 after. This is a good day.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Hi, Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is important, 23 after the hour. I guess, don't you think everything that we talk about here, Jay, we should consider everything important?
Of course. Otherwise, why talk about it?
That's right. Thank you very much. That's an excellent point. Why didn't I start? Well, that's because she had that point. Danny Bonaducci, who was an actor in the Partridge Family, became a successful actor. He was an actor. He decided to be a disc jockey, and he's had some really good jobs on really good radio stations all around the country. Had a little bit of a problem with drugs for a while. I think that's kind of why he got out of the acting business. But he's a good jock. He's a good personality, but he's got a problem now. And we're going to talk about his problem and how he's recovering from it right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I think I love you. That's from the Partridge Family. Most people who are my age, maybe even your age, Jay, I guess I should ask James. James, you know who the Partridges are, the Partridge Family? You know?
No, I don't. That's why I had to ask family. You about this song before.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Okay. They were around. How long? Jay, did you ever watch the Partridge Family?
No, it was before my time, but I was still aware of them. Yeah. I Think I Love You, that song, and then there's a Christmas song, and now I can't even think of what it is, but those were, I think, what I was more familiar with them rather mm-hmm. than the show itself.
Yeah. Well, Danny had a big role in it. He was one of the singers. Anyway, he's had brain surgery. His wife, Amy, has been on social media, and that's why we're talking about it here. She said that he made it successfully through. He's been a disc jockey in Seattle for quite a while. She says he's doing well. He shared that he was suffering from a mystery illness that forced him to leave his radio program. It was the Danny and Sarah Morning program out in Seattle. And then
it took almost a year of seeing doctors just for the diagnosis. It was nobody could figure out what was going on with him. And he had witnessed his own father, Danny Bonaducci, witnessed his own father have a stroke, and he felt like there were a lot of similar symptoms.
Yeah.
Yet it wasn't a stroke, and it wasn't until a few months prior to the surgery that he finally received the diagnosis.
Went to 100 doctors.
Yeah.
To get the disorder figured out.
Nobody could figure out what was going on.
Yeah, right. So this was deep in his brain, put a lot of pressure. The problem put a lot of pressure on the tissue in his brain. He was a boxer for a while, and so look out for that. My father was too, and I think that's what caused his stroke and his tetanus. It'll hurt your ears. So anyway, he says he doesn't understand how he developed it. I think that it's pretty clear the boxing would have been.
Yeah, well, he said there was a specific instance where he took a guitar to the head, and he thinks that could have been
the
real big cause. But my goodness, this is thank goodness he finally got that diagnosis.
Yeah, good for him. He lives near South Lake Union in Seattle. What a great place to be. I hope he continues to do well. Danny Bonaducci in our focus here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, every household should include a disaster kit for your pets as part of your overall disaster planning. Just recently, right near me, we had the major slide fire in Arizona. But whether you live where there's tornadoes or thunderstorms or earthquakes, listen carefully. Every pet guardian should have leashes for both their dogs and cats, as well as a health record of each pet. They should also make sure there are carriers around in case you have to move rapidly. Food and water for at least 7 days, and current pictures of your pets, because sometimes pets can get lost. You all remember Hurricane Katrina. Having a current photo can really help make sure that your pet is reunited, as well as making sure they have proper ID and microchip as well. When you're around, also have a first aid kit, blankets, towels, and a manual can opener for their food. A lot of people forget that. Plastic bags and a scooper, of course, to clean up. 7-day supply of cat litter. And just make sure that your pet is checked by a veterinarian before you go on that trip, so you make sure that everyone is healthy. If you take the time to plan ahead, there need be no disaster. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is holding his first cabinet meeting since declaring his candidacy for re-election. Just before the meeting, he told reporters they'll be discussing a wide variety of issues.
We're focused on securing our border, combating the climate crisis, and protecting the fundamental rights of Americans.
He added the group will discuss implementing the laws his administration has passed through Congress and continuing to invest in America. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for his second presidential run following his previous attempt in 2016. He is anticipated to officially launch his campaign at a town hall event in New Hampshire tonight. A federal judge is allowing the disclosure of the names of individuals who posted bond for Congressman George Santos in his criminal fraud case. The judge has granted Santos until Friday at noon to appeal the decision. Media outlets and the House Ethics Committee requested the release of that information. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Live from the farm and the lake. I'd like to have a lake on a farm, actually. A lake on the ocean.
Oh, that would be so pretty.
Ah, yeah, it'd be fabuloso. Jay Kirshner in the company of Doug Steffen and vice versa here on the Good Day program. It happens to be a Wednesday. Happens to be actually the first full week. Well, not full that way, but, you know, it's the 7th, so... Today is the anniversary of the first week. It's pretty clumsy, isn't it, huh? All right, let's get to some of the things that are important for you to think about as if you're starting your day with us or you're finishing your day, there's always room for something positive, something good. And I have liked this since the first time I ever saw it. Try this on for size. The bond that links your true family is not one of blood, but of respect and joy in each other's life. The bond that links your true family is not one of blood, but of respect and joy in each other's life. I think that's,
I think it does
hold for families, but it could also hold for good friends. Like I think you and I are close. We're friends. I've always become friends and felt good. I think maybe that's why the people who are here with me survive, because I have love and respect for them. And so that's what you, that's the greatest thing, actually, that you can have, that you can share, is that love and respect. So something to think about. Here's an example of that. Last month, the Gift of Adoption Fund, which is a national nonprofit organization I'm familiar with, which basically assists families in completing adoptions for children in very difficult circumstances. There was a fairly, well, not more than, it's more than fairly, it was quite an iconic event. Since foundation in 1996, the charity has matched 5,000 children, Jay, with loving families all around the country. And the contributions to do this have totaled over $15 million. So if you're looking for a charity, I always, you know, I'm not a big fan of the big charities at all. And
well,
I say that.
Especially ones where 100% of your donation does not go to the whole cause you're donating. That,
yep.
Yeah, you have to watch out for those.
Yep. So it's giftofadoption.org or .net, Gift of Adoption. They have this week, in order to get to the 5,000 children mark, they've completed the adoption of 3 Ecuadorian brothers. So the brothers stay together. That's the hardest thing when sometimes these things happen. Families come here and they get broken up and they get separated and they never see each other again.
Yeah, siblings oftentimes are not adopted into the same family.
Right. Yep. I think this is cool. I think it's for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. A lot of things going on around the world that we don't necessarily talk about. Actually, you know, there's something going on in England now, and I wonder what you think about this. The United Kingdom has, passed the law in Parliament. Yeah, they passed laws in Parliament to make it legal for grandparental, is that the way you pronounce it? Grandparental? Yeah, grandparental, I like that better. Grandparental leave so that grandparents can help in the raising of new children. So let's say...
Okay, how about we focus on one thing at a time, like actual mandated maternity leave and paternity leave before grandparents in on this?
Over there they have it. This is England. That they have that stuff.
Oh.
So this is the next step.
We need to learn
over here. Right.
We need to learn something from them then.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of an interesting idea. The research on this was done at Oxford University, where I proudly say my daughter has. She says, "Dad, you can't say I have a PhD because that's not what they call it. They call it a DPhil." Well, whatever it is, it serves her well in her chosen craft and field. A lot of great things. I remember spending a lot of time on the campuses, because there are a number of different colleges that make up Oxford University. Anyway, the point is that what they've done there is change the mindset of people. And England is not a particularly it's a moderately socialistic country, but not certainly as bad as many of and I say bad in quotation marks. They don't go as far as many of the other countries, for example, France and Spain and Italy. They go much further when it comes to the sort of thing that we would consider socialism. And some people would say this was socialism. I happen to think it's a decent idea if done well. And so that's the question, right? How do you do it well? And this is they're the ones that are doing it and they're trying it. So that's, you know, it's a step in the right direction as much as anything else. Okay. This is a step in the wrong direction. There were high school graduations going on over the past week or so. Last night, 2 youngsters were killed. I think they were both involved in this high school graduation. Shooting took place in Virginia. A 19-year-old who is now in custody is going to be charged with murder. This shooting involving the graduation, there were a number of handguns involved in this. Here we go again. One more time, needless killing. Needless. That's not even the right word for it. This is a horror show. Actually, 2 people were killed, but 7 were shot altogether. This is in Richmond, Virginia, high school graduation ending. And so all the attendees, when the shooting started, ran out into the street, all over the place, running all over the place. And so this 19-year-old escapes on foot, but the police catch him. And the chief said that the reason that they charged him with murder is because 2 people died that he shot.
Well, yes, yeah. And I am very appreciative when the murderer is taken alive, so I feel like we can always get more answers, which will not bring people back, but it doesn't become speculation or trying to piece puzzle pieces together. It is the person is alive. They can actually be interviewed and questioned.
Well, I don't know that they have attached any rhyme or reason to it yet, but one of the people that was killed was a student that was graduating, an 18-year-old male, and then a 36-year-old father who was there for the graduation, or a cousin or something, I'm not sure.
Yeah, names they'll find released. The motive. They'll get a motive out of this.
Right,
It still raises the deeper question that nobody wants to discuss. Why is this happening? Take away the weapon of choice anyway, because these things are happening, whether it is somebody taking a vehicle and slamming it into people, or other ways people are hurting people. We have mass killings like this. We have people who end up on the wrong doorstep and are being killed. Mm-hmm. What is the deeper issue that, why does this keep happening? Again, take away the murder weapon used. Why does this keep happening?
Here's another one. A white woman is accused today of fatally shooting a black neighbor. She shot her through the door, sitting in the window.
It is, and the woman was looking for her child's iPad that the children left in a field that they were playing with, and the neighbor happened to see it and took it home, and they found the iPad based on the where's my
yeah, device, where you put your phone
and had it there. Yeah, so she went over to see, and this woman just hurled a whole bunch of racial slurs to her, and
I
hit one of the children over the head with said iPad.
Unbelievable. So anyway. This woman's been arrested, and the sheriff said, because the woman is using a stand-your-ground defense, and the sheriff said, no, sorry, there's no sale there. Uh-uh. Nope. You don't shoot somebody from your window who's over there. These people are sick, and aren't we all sick of it? And there's another woman who's dead for no good reason. No good reason. There's nothing about this that has any value at all.
Because
we don't learn anything from these things. We keep talking about them. And I know, frankly, when I look in the mirror, why do I talk about this stuff? Because nobody does anything about it. It's just one more story of how incredibly backward we are.
Well, and society was not always like this. I know I did not grow up in a time like this where people were so reactive over being responsive. People were so angry. There's such a level of anger that is just absurd.
Yeah. All right. Well, as long as we're talking about high school graduation, here's something that is on the better side of high school graduation, a senior prank, in fact. This is something that was done at a boarding school in Delaware. The youngsters broke into the head of school's home for a surprise sleepover. Surprise! So 70 seniors were involved with the head of school. Joy McGrath is her name. St. Andrews in Middletown, Kentucky, I think it is, isn't it? Oh, no, Delaware. Sorry, I said it was Delaware. So they camped in her kitchen overnight. Yeah.
They snuck in and, like,
some video.
1:30 or something like that. She slept through the whole thing.
It was pretty much the entire senior class that got into her house. When she came downstairs at 6 o'clock, she realized she wasn't alone. She said, I was in shock. Every possible corner, the youngsters were fit in like sardines. Took me a second to realize what was going on. Prank time! So anyway, she opens the door to her kitchen, finds this group of students huddled all over the kitchen. So she closed the door. And then she came back again saying, good morning, bunnies! A lot of laughter, certainly from the children. What did you do for a senior prank when you graduated?
We didn't do anything.
No.
Yeah, it was
really
one of those things. Yeah, senior prank stuff was more of like one person would do something or well, a couple people, but it was always like singular, not a whole group. But there was one guy who went streaking down the halls. He had his boxers on, but he had a mask on his head. And when he turned the corner, he busted right into the principal. So it did not end well.
Didn't work. Well, this one did. The husband apparently was in on it. He left the door open so that the youngsters could get in. And that's kind of fun, too. I think all things being considered, that's kind of a cool thing. What I'm trying to think, both my high school and my college prank was to bring a cow. Of course it was. To bring a cow into school. That's what I did. Brought the cow around. My high school was a single floor. At Heidelberg, we brought the cow up the stairs into what we call the U building. It was a big hall upstairs. And there were a lot of the high school thing, I don't remember anybody really getting too worked up about it one way or another. But I know the dean was not happy with me.
Oh. Did they immediately know it was you?
Oh, of course they did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they knew it was me. Yeah, right off the bat, it was me. So, anyway. Pranks graduating. Let's graduate into some Father's Day fun, shall we? It's a week from this Sunday, Father's Day. For now, it's time for you to take some action. If you haven't gone to omahasteaks.com yet and use the code 30DUG, you can now order your dad's favorite gift package. The price is $99.99. Plus, with this order, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers. The burgers taste like steak. Yum! 4 bacon-wrapped fillets. This is what you get for $99.99. 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. 4 pork chops. 4 Franks. The caramel apple tartlets and Omaha Steak seasoning. Go to omahasteaks.com and type in 30DUG for this great deal right now.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Three past the hour now. This is the Doug Sepp Good Day program. I can say that really fast. You want me to say it faster, Jay? What do you think?
Faster and 5 times, please.
Okay. No, I think once is enough. It's food, farm, and family time here on Good Day. Find a number of these discussions and the items that we're talking about on our website, foodfarmfamily.com. It's all there. Also, replays of the American Family Farmer. This week, by the way, on the American Family Farmer, we discuss agri-hoods. We talk about the storms down in Tennessee and this current agri-hood focus. The American Family Farmer is aimed at helping people understand the folks on the farm, how they can do things differently, maybe be better off. We also focus on Smithfield Foods, the Chinese government-owned Smithfield Foods, American company. What are we doing, huh? Right? And then they're closing plants and taking the good pork to China, and we're sitting here like we know what's going on, and we, of course, don't. Anyway, the story of the agri-hood is kind of fun. This is something that I'm doing. I'm developing an agri-hood here in Massachusetts. This is a development down in Tennessee. So if you want to get the straight skinny on this, it's at AmericanFamilyFarmer.com. On Spreaker, wherever you get your podcast, American Family Farmer Show. Excuse me, I should make that correct, Jay. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right, so what do we have today? Celebrating chocolate, National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Yum.
All right. All right, this is not information that's well known. Chocolate ice cream came along before vanilla ice cream. Huh. Did you hear me? Yeah. Vanilla came second, chocolate came first. The earliest ice cream flavors were basically modeled after drinks. So chocolate came before vanilla because hot chocolate was popular.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So The first frozen chocolate recipe was published in 1692 in Naples. The book was called The Modern Steward. And then later, chocolate ice cream found its way to our country. So why does it come on June 7th? Well, this is National Dairy Month, and it also has a connection to Willy Wonka. I think Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory premiered. Let's ask Chucker about that. I think that was...
Oh, yeah, when it was.
All right, yeah. Anyway, going back to 500 B.C., that was when ice cream first started, the Persian Empire. Folks there made ice cream by pouring a concentrate of grape juice over snow. So that sounds more like a popsicle than it does an ice cream, right?
It
popsicles?
Does. Yeah, almost like a snow cone.
Frozen chocolate started in Italy, and that was 1692. And then the first chocolate-covered ice cream, the Eskimo pie. I love Eskimo pie, even though the ice cream's terrible. There's something about an Eskimo pie that's just fun.
It just takes you back.
Yeah, it does. All right, so the Eskimo pie first in America in 1934. So that's a brief history of Chocolate Ice Cream Day. All right, let's see what's going on in New York City. New York planning to improve food education in the public school system. This is something that could be done in a lot more, especially the bigger cities. The schools, the children aren't learning what the value is of good food. This class, the mayor actually got it started, Eric Adams, said, quote, food must look good, it must be good, and it must taste good. That sounds like Phil Lempert, mm-hmm. The supermarket guru. 40% of students in the city are overweight. Yep, they sure are, eating crap. And a lot of the crap is served in cafeterias and schools. So if you improve what children know, and then you also, you build something around eating healthy. There's a lot of great-tasting stuff around. If you teach youngsters, okay, try this. So many children, they get onto the parents giving them junk as they're growing up, so they're getting, that's what they used to.
Well, and also not modeling healthy eating habits. My husband grew up in a household where they did not eat vegetables. The children were forced to eat vegetables, and they were always overcooked, not cooked properly. And when asking the adults, why aren't you eating vegetables? Well, I don't have to. They're gross. Well, you're crazy. Kids are impressionable, and if their parent doesn't like something, chances are the child is just automatically going to
be
just
like the environment you grow up in. Yep, your environment is going to set the tone for what your children are going to believe and how they're going to act. And what they're going to think. So if you want to transform their lives and get rid of all these overweight youngsters, again, 40% of the students today are overweight. BMI is off the charts. So maybe this is a good place to start, right? Think about it in your own home, your own school. That's where the kitchens are preparing the meals. Let's make sure that they're thinking the right way. Food, Farm, and Family, exclusively here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.